Okay, welcome back to part two of my 3,000 follower AMA. I hope you, if you're hanging in there, good on you. Let's just dive straight in. So next question I have on my list here is, which styles or genres of erotic audio do you prefer to listen to yourself? I like a gentle dom, F sub appeals to me as well. I like anything that involves a group more than two people. There's recently an MM for F. A couple of those came out, which kind of floated my boat. I particularly enjoyed those. I also like an M sub. As the listener, I have a thing for those one and two word challenges, particularly those that say mummy. That might give you a little bit of insight. I listen to a whole range, really. So, yeah. Next question, cricket or rugby? Rugby. From all your scripted performances, is there a particular phrase or sentence you read which you found particularly erotic? Yes, and only just recently. And it was, my married cunt. I'm sorry if that's a bit harsh, a bit blunt for you. But yes, something about that is in the Wish You Were Here series, in the later episodes, I think episodes 5 and 6 possibly. Yeah, that just, ooh, something about that. Okay, next question. This might be a bit personal, so feel free to ignore. What's your favourite sex toy and why? I like a vibrator. I'm particularly fond of the Lovence Nora. I enjoy it. Before then it was the Womanizer Duo, but less than 6 months old and it failed and they're refusing to replace it, which upsets me somewhat because that's quite an expensive toy to not even last 6 months. But yeah, the Lovence Nora, I like the fact that it can be controlled remotely. That appeals to me. Next question. You've said before that you tend to cold read the scripts you perform. Have you ever started recording a script, then stopped halfway through, either because the subject matter, hang on, I'm going to have to scroll across here. The subject matter was, come on, you can do it. Okay, it's not scrolling. Yes, I have had to stop once. I misread the tags. I read them, but I didn't realise entirely what they meant. So kind of got, about a third of the way in and went, whoa, no, that's not what I thought that was. So I, stopped and deleted. Okay, thanks very much for asking that. Next question is, do you have any different preferences when making audio for men and women? Loved listening to the audios on TriQuin and congrats on the 3K. Thank you. So for TriQuin, TriQuin.com is one of the websites that I contribute audios to. In the beginning, they commissioned me to create female for female content. And the preferences when we're making them, I know there's no real difference for me. I understand, I know what's received well in the female for female. It seems the comfort ones that I've produced and recorded seem to be quite popular on TriQueen.com. So yeah, no real difference in the process. Next question, are you bisexual? I'm just sexual. I'm just going to say I'm sexual, clearly. I'm not going to pinpoint that one. So next question, do you have a job? I record erotic audio in a town where there is a male barber who shaves everyone who doesn't shave themselves. Then does that barber shave himself? Paradox. I guess it is a paradox. Yeah, thank you. Next question. Have you ever domed a subby boy? Yes, I have. Is there a certain fantasy or scenario you would love to do that you haven't yet found a script on? Yes, in that I've come across scripts that are similar to, quite like something I've been looking for. Perhaps I should put it to one of my writer friends. Yeah, the whole two men and a woman, but it would be the three voice actors, so two male voice actors in it, and myself interacting. I don't know who it would be for. Probably just for myself, for selfish reasons. But yeah, I don't know how that would work, but it does. That whole scenario does strongly appeal to me. Okay. Next question is, can you think of anything that would be the most lewd / inappropriate thing that you could still see yourself doing in public? Really? Nothing specific. I'm not opposed to public play. I have in the past, and I may well in the future. You know, as long as, you know, it's an arrestable offence, sorry, here. So, you know, just don't get caught. What's my favourite music genre? That's really hard. That's really hard for me. Some of you might not be aware that I was a music teacher. For many years I studied music at the conservatorium, and in particular, voice. So I can't really narrow that down. I, you know, in terms of what's on my Spotify lately, I like a bit of alt rock, strong female voices. I just dig. Yeah, it's hard. I can't. It's like, what's your favorite movie, what's your favorite book? No. I'm across quite a lot of different genres. Next question. Can't get enough of those exquisite ramble fabs. Incorporating a countdown at that critical moment would be the icing on the cake. Yeah, well, if I don't, you know, have a mind blank, maybe I'll remember that next time. Although I get fairly carried away. I don't know if you listened to my last one, but I scared the dog. The dog came in to check up on me. So I don't think you can hear the dog come in, but yeah. The dog was scared for me. Next question. What led you to the world of erotic audio? And what is the style of audio that turns you on the most to listen to and pleasure yourself to? I mentioned this, I think, in my 500 AMA, but just briefly, I was listening to the Calm app to sleep one night and heard Harry Styles doing a sleep story. Harry Styles does not appeal to me in the slightest. Kudos to him for his success and what he's achieved, but I am not his demographic. But I found it almost arousing, the way he told the story. So then fell down a bit of a rabbit hole looking for other sleep stories, in particular in a Scottish accent, because I really like a Scottish accent. So yeah, I went looking and then happened to come across triquin.com. So that's the rabbit hole I fell down, and then became quite insatiable with it. I was rotating two sets of earbuds. One was charging while I was using a set. I kind of went offline for a good, I don't know, 7 months and just, yeah, listened to erotic audio 24/7. It was quite the awakening. So then in February this year, I had decided I was going to write scripts and wanted to have a go at that, and thought one day, well, why don't I just record my own? And was quite terrified of posting it, but because I don't like my voice, I never have. So I just thought, yeah, I'll post it and just delete the app. Just not go into the app. Just, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. But thankfully, it's been a whirlwind of appreciation and gratitude. So, yeah, it still sort of blows me away. What turns me on to listen to? I love a ramble fap too. I love hearing a person orgasm and just be completely open with it and free and wild abandon and nothing held back. And yeah, I love that essence of that, you know, of the, it's not a performance, but of the recording, knowing that there is complete surrender to that, and it really is authentic and genuine to hear that release of pleasure and desire and lust. And I really like that. That works for me. Next question is, now that you are deep in the land of audio erotica, do you find that you are viewing less and less actual porn than previously? Or have I found myself viewing or listening to... this is where I need to slide across on my... it won't work. Am I watching less porn? Yeah, I am. I am. I have more toys than I've ever had. So because of erotic audio. So that's probably got a little bit to do with it as well. But and actually probably, I don't know. I appreciate the audio genre a whole lot more because I create the scene, whereas, you know, obviously the visual with watching porn, it's created for you. So yeah, hopefully that answers that. Accent, male or female, that gets your motor running above all others? I have a thing for the Midwestern accent, American Midwestern accent, and this very closely followed by a Scottish accent, and more sort of Edinburgh, Highlands way, not so much, and no offence to, but not so much sort of Glaswegian area. But yeah, I've been conditioned. It would seem that the American accent makes up the majority of, or the biggest cohort of VAs in this space. So, yeah. The next question: Have you re-listened to any of your audios? Oh, very begrudgingly, I sometimes ask friends to beta listen to my stuff. Particularly when I did a couple of ASMR recordings to figure if I'd, you know, was I doing it right? Because I didn't really know what I was doing. So yes, in terms of re-listened, I have had to, but not the whole thing. I can't do it. I know I have to get over that, but yeah, maybe one day. Next question is, any chance of more edging awesomeness? The two-part audio from a while back was amazing. Yeah, look, that was actually one whole script that I split into two in an effort to, yeah, draw it out a little bit with the blessing of the writer. So, yes, I could perhaps look for more work like that. Yeah. Next question, do you ever find yourself in real life acting out scenes or scenarios from your audios in the bedroom by accident? No, I don't. I might have tried a few new things that I wasn't aware of. Yeah, I might have explored a little bit more, because I certainly have explored, and this whole process for me is not just a creative outlet, but a sexual outlet. So I have discovered things that, you know, really float my boat, things that work for me and appeal to me. So yes, in terms of real life acting them out, not specifically, but I'm probably open to a few more things. Okay. Roberto Cruz, hello. I've just filled a couple of Roberto's scripts. The Mummy Dom Agencies Part 1 and 2 asks, Australia is home to a number of species of animal found nowhere else. Which one is your favourite? Favourite species? The Australian themselves, of course. Yeah, I I've got a lot of love for my fellow countrymen. I think we're a fairly relaxed, cruisy type people. So yeah, that I think we're pretty all right. So yeah, what else do I have here? How did I get into GWA Audios? Oh, I've answered that one, and this is from Mulder. Hi, Mulder. Is there anyone I listen to that may have spurred you on or given you inspiration? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Very, very much so. Yes. Do I say yes? Well, they no longer post publicly anymore, but Anony Fun 35 was a very big influence in my... was actually the first VA that I ever listened to on Triquin. And I had the very first audio I listened to, I remember what it was called. And I, when I started recording, I actually wrote, I flipped the script in a way for that particular audio, although he'd improvised it. I did the listener response to that as acting as the female listener. So yes, it's, if you want to listen to it, it's on in my audio index, and it's called The Student. So yeah, yes, that particular VA had a very big, and still continues to have a presence and an impact on my, I don't know, he's part of my inspiration, I guess. His ability and the way he produces audios, I think, is quite remarkable. I think he's quite a talent. Also from Mulder, what food is the most sensual, or what turns you on the most? Okay, oh, I think maybe that's two questions. Most sensual food. Oh, I have this particular chocolate ice cream. I'm not a big sweets eater, but there is a particular brand of ultra chocolate ice cream that I really like. And I'm a sucker for a creme brulee, like a really good creme brulee. What turns me on the most? Oh, humour and good conversation. Yeah, if you make me laugh, and just really good conversation, and being able to maintain good conversation. So yeah, I find that very appealing. Okay, so what do we have next? Do you have any hobbies? Yes, I do. Some of you may be aware, I've said it in a couple of live AMAs I did earlier in the year, that I am a beekeeper. I have beehives, and unfortunately, I'm allergic to bee stings, and that's, yeah, a little hazardous at times. You know, have to carry an EpiPen. But yeah, I'm a beekeeper, so I have lots and lots of raw, sticky, sweet honey. Lots of it. So yeah, make of that what you will. I love it. I really enjoy the process. It's quite cathartic for me to work with the bees and deal with the queen bee and just manage my hives and then extract. Oh, extracting honey is just, it's delicious. It's so calming for me. And yeah, it's seeing it go from the hive to the jar. Because my honey is raw, I don't heat treat it at all, use any chemicals or antibiotics or pesticides or anything like that. I love extracting honey, and then I melt down the wax, and I use the wax for all sorts of glorious things. So, yes, hobbies, yeah, that. And oh gosh, back in the day, I used to cycle, like ride bikes. So yeah, so was pretty hardcore with that for a while. Although, I don't know, COVID. Just, I don't know, I haven't ridden for a while, but I do need to get back on the bike. Okay, thank you for that question. That was lovely. And I think I'm going to wrap this part up here. 20 minutes is about my threshold, it would seem, and probably yours. So if you've made it to the end of part two, thank you very much. I appreciate it. There's one final remaining part. I will see you for part three if you so wish. Bye.